Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's that time on a Friday. Now, we moved this segment today because of our guest, and we had some guys that we needed to shuffle around. Right. We normally do this in the 4 o'clock hour. It is our Dukes and Bell Picks of the Week, brought to you by Ingles, guys. And this is where we give you our three games. We do this every week. We keep score. Why? Because we love to talk trash to each other, and it allows you to talk trash to us. So here's the deal. Three games, two NFL, and then you have a bonus game, right? Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You want a college game, over or under. You want to just pick a game, whatever it is. That's how it works. Right now, though, Chris, we call him Turtle. He's our engineer. He's the guy behind the glass, runs the board for us. He is killing it right now. He is in front of all of us, including Mike and I. Then Bo is right there. Mike is in front of me. And then, well, here I am picking up the rear.
Chris, what are the records for the listeners at home at the bar?
Yes, so if you give me 1 second to find it, I will let
you
know.
All right, what are the rules?
I got it.
He suddenly found it when I came in, huh? I see how it is.
All right, Bo.
Go ahead, Chris.
Listen, you talked
about
meeting
up today, Bo. For
those
at the bar, we have this underlying tension between the producers of the show, and it's a thing. Anyway, back to you. Go ahead, Chris.
Bo just wants to talk about his meat. That's okay. So I am 10-2, as Carl alluded to. Bo is
10-2, is Chris.
4-7-1. Carl is 2-9-1. And picking up some steam is one Michael Bell at 7-4.
Well, until last night, bad beat. Well, 7-4. Now I'm 7-5 because I had the Bucks last night.
Yeah.
And the Bucks went into a freaking shell in the final 2 minutes, and they didn't kick the field goal. Bruce Arians says he doesn't want to be your father figure. He wants to be the cool uncle you'd have a beer with. Well, the cool uncle would have kicked the field goal and given us the cover. So, like much of America who was on it, I lost. It was 28-22.
Yeah.
The Eagles come back. Sherman goes out with a hamstring. They really pick apart the Bucks in the secondary. In their secondary, so I lose, so I'm 7-5 going into tonight.
The two-point conversion was huge. Now, the Eagles did that because if they got the ball back, they would have just a score touchdown.
Correct.
And could win the game. So it was a smart play at the time, but from a spread standpoint, it killed you.
It hurts. Still hurts.
If you had the Bucks. And I was crying last night because I was like, this is cruel to be at the 3-yard line and see Tom Brady take a knee.
No. And the Bucks, by the way, for all the things they are doing, they're not, and I should know this now, but the Bucks are 2-4 against the spread right now on the season.
All right, man, let's get to it. Chris, I'm going to give you first dibs since you are ahead of the pack. Go ahead, give us your games for this week.
All right, so first off, we're going to travel to Washington where Kansas City comes in, and they are, not for lack of exaggeration here, reeling a little bit. They are bringing up the rear in their division. Mahomes throwing way too many interceptions. But this is your classic get right game. Washington is a fraud. I know what happened with the Falcons a few weeks ago, but that is not the team that they are. Their defense has been woefully underperforming the entire season. So give me the Chiefs and a big bounce back, -6.5 at the Washington football team. For my second pick, this one was tough, but you know what? I love me some Justin Herbert just a little bit more than I love me some Lamar Jackson. This is the game of the week, in my opinion. The Chargers are on the road, +2.5 at Baltimore. I like the Chargers to win by a touchdown.
And now, hold on a second, Chris, with that. I have that at 3.5 because I was picking that game as well.
Hold on.
So,
if you want to give
Vegas,
me the,
hold on,
the
hold on, because I'm taking the Chargers as well.
Vegas,
so.
It's -2.5. It's 2.5.
BetQL had it at 3, and then I had it earlier in the week at 3.5.
Well, Vegas given that we're all company men here, right? So I think we'd say 3.5. So
okay, wait a minute. Right. So what are we giving it to?
Chargers are +3. He gets 3 points on the road. West Coast team going into the Charm City.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking at it too. Two and a half. I see 2.5.
I'm going to check BetQL real quick.
I see 2.5.
I'm picking that game as well, so I want to get the right.
So we'll give it to you at 2.5. No problem. Bo, you will get it at 2.5
as well.
You're
going to let me lock in Georgia 22. We'll give him that
exactly.
Half point. All
exactly.
Right.
What's your third game, Chris?
All right, so for my wild card game, I love Michigan State. They are really coming on strong this season. Do not care that they are on the road at Indiana. They're -4.5. I think that number could be 7, and I'd still take it. They have the best running game in the entire country. Give me Sparty.
True. Yeah, Mel Tucker, former Dog defensive coordinator. Mm. He's doing a hell of a job at Michigan State, and Chris is right. That's one of those untold stories. They're undefeated. Michigan's undefeated. Iowa's undefeated. At some point, it's going to play out, but right now, Michigan State looks really good. All right, Bill Morgan, you are going Chargers-Ravens as well, 2.5. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm getting the Chargers in that 2.5. I think the Chargers are the best team in the NFC West.
Okay.
And, like, emotional, you know, with what the Ravens did, and I just – they're too reliant on Lamar, and it's just too reliant. It's going to run out. He can't do it all constantly.
Gotcha. Who else do you got?
Well, let's see. I have them all written down over here somewhere. All right.
And this is our picks, guys. It's our Dukes and Bell Picks of the Week brought to you by Ingles.
Smooth.
Yeah, Ingles. Low prices, love the savings, guys. All right. I am going to take my college game. The Ole Miss-Tennessee game is extremely intriguing to me. They're both pretty high-scoring teams. But I had the over under at 82.5.
I got it at 83. I'm on this game.
So I'm going the under on this game.
And I am too. You can put me down for that. Ole Miss
so
and Tennessee
perfect. Like
will
that.
Not score over 83 points total. It may be a high scoring game, but just to put that in context, most overs reasonable 65. A high over is 70. 83?
That's essentially a 42-41 game.
I don't see that. I'm with you. I'm on the under. What's your next pick?
And then I'm going with the Mike Bell special. I am taking Davis Mills and the Texans getting 10 points against Carson Wentz and whatever crap he's pulling. I'm taking the Texans in the 10 points.
They covered for me last week when you guys laughed at me against the Patriots, did they not? I'm with you. I like that.
I think they covered for Chris earlier in the year, too.
I like that pick. I'm not on it, but I like that pick. So Bo's got the Texans covering the 10. Who else you got?
That's all. That's three.
Oh, the Chargers-Ravens were the first one.
Yes.
All right. Mike Bell, what you looking at, brother?
Hey, man. I already told you I had Georgia Bulldogs -22. I got it at 22. I advise you to do the same. Get that hook. It's 20. Shut up, Jay. I got it at 22. I like it in midweek.
Hey, Jay, it should have been 23.
Pipe down. Jay, you know, mind your own business.
Anyway, Jay, he was negotiating with everybody over
you know
here.
What? I took the Bucks last night. I already got in the shorts. I don't need it twice in 1 week. So I got Georgia -22.
Well, I don't want to spoil Mike's parade here, but it's down to -21.5, but we're not changing it.
Oh, well, I'd like that 21.5.
Too late. You are locked in.
Son of a biscuit.
You took it early.
All right, man. I already told you I lost the Bucks. My other pro pick, it is the Arizona Cardinals going into Cleveland. They're taking on the Browns. They're getting 3 points. Arizona's put up a lot of points. When they go up against elite offenses, guess what the Browns do?
Nothing.
They've given up over 80 points between the Chiefs and the Chargers, and I think they're going to give up a lot of points against. I'm not saying they might win, but I know that Arizona's going to cover that 3, so I've got Arizona -3, or I guess you say +3, Arizona getting 3 in Cleveland.
I have the Cards 3.5, but that's what I'm seeing.
I'll take the 3.5. Give me another half.
Not 3.
You jerk.
It's 3.5. Look it up.
Hold on. Look it up, you turd.
By the way, I'm on that game as well. I like the Cards to cover the 3.5 against Cleveland. By the way, Cleveland, Nick Chubb won't play. Just saying.
That is correct. He is out.
You notice a trend here?
What?
Carl, here's a good pick. Yeah, I got that too,
yes,
but I got it in a different way.
I don't want to upset Carl, but yes.
Down
Carl
all day
is ripping
right
off our picks, but that's okay. We're not
you take our picks and then add half a point to it.
You guys are silly.
Corporate espionage. Jeez. You're stealing
here.
The secret sauce.
We
Cardinals are at +3.5. Final verdict.
Like I said, 3.5. Trust the degenerate, will you?
Give me the hook.
All right. 3.5. Like
total review.
About.
I've got Georgia. All 22. Right. I'm getting 3.5 now. Thank you, Arizona Cardinals. Carl, your picks again?
Yeah, I'm taking Cardinals 3.5 against Cleveland. I'm on the Ole Miss Tennessee game under 83.
Which
total.
Which one of Chris's picks you going to steal?
Not. And I'm going Green Bay.
Oh.
To cover the 5.5 versus the Bears. Aaron owns the Bears. Mm. He loves going to Chicago and beating up on the Bears, and it'll be no different. Love Justin Fields, but it's only his second start, right?
Right. His family right down the street. You're stabbing him right in the heart.
Well, his dad knows. His dad knows. We talk. Hey, Green Bay covers the 5.5 against the Bears.
I've got it at six.
Six, Bo. Fine. Six.
You,
you see how they kind of squeeze me?
Well, you're 2-9-1. You've squeezed yourself there, tough guy.
All right, guys. Those are the picks. This is what we do.
Yeah, I've got it at six.
Yeah, I'm writing down six. Chris, what do you got it?
MGM's got it at six.
Yeah, I got it at Carl. It's six.
Six it is.
Okay, fine. They got it. 2-9-1. Make it six.
By the way,
the worm is going to turn. Things are going to change. I can feel it.
By the way, don't forget, guys, Ingles brings you this. Low prices. Love the savings. I don't know if they approve of Carl's picks, but they approve of the rest of our picks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.